Podcast Help Desk number 124, May 28th, 2019. I'm Mike, and today we're going to talk about changing the title of your podcast and why you might want to do it and how you might have to do it. Basically, the title of the podcast that's seen on all the directories and by all your subscribers and, you know, basically everybody is the feed title, the RSS feed title. Everything goes back to the RSS. And so depending on how you create that RSS feed is how you would change the feed title. It's really not much more complicated than that. It's just finding that setting. If you're podcasting from a host, such as Libsyn, Podbean, Buzzsprout, or whatever, any of those places, there should be a spot in there for the feed title. And that's where you would change it. Now, a lot of the things about your show will not change because you changed the title of the podcast. Okay, if you change the title of the podcast, say if I changed, well, I did change this one actually, way back when I started, about, I don't know, 5 or 6 episodes in, something like that. I changed it from the Podcasting Tech Coach to Podcast Help Desk. Okay, when I changed that, I changed the feed title. I also changed my domain name. That's a whole nother ball of worms, and I'll have a link back to that episode about rebranding when I rebranded this one, and that'll give you all the grisly details about how I did that using WordPress PowerPress. For the most part, you know, just changing the title of the podcast is simply just typing in a new title and then waiting. Problem with a lot of podcasters is they change the title and then they say, how come it hasn't changed in Apple yet? How come it hasn't changed at Google yet? Well, you know, you got to give it some time. As we discuss in my 6 things every podcaster should know about podcasting in episode 119, that was, 2 months ago. Sorry about that. You know, as I discussed there, podcasting is a pull technology, not a push. So you don't push anything on anybody. But just changing the title is pretty simple. Change the title and wait. Now, technically, if you're using WordPress and PowerPress, as I suggest you do, no matter where you're hosting your media, you should go to the PowerPress and settings, and then you'll see a bunch of tabs there. If you don't see the tabs, make sure you're in advanced mode, and then you will see the tabs. And there's one that says feeds, conveniently. And scroll down a little ways and you'll see a thing that says feed title and then in parentheses show title. That's where you type the new title. And then you go all the way to the bottom and hit save changes. The beauty of changing it there is it will get pulled in by everybody that pulls your feed, your subscribers, your directory listings, and so on. Now, you might want to also change your artwork. So wherever you upload your artwork, change that there. Make sure you use a new file name for the artwork. In PowerPress, there's an artwork tab, and you have to put it in 2 places, the iTunes/Apple artwork and the RSS2 image artwork. Do not worry about the Google Play artwork. Google Play, if it still exists when you're listening to this, we'll pull it from the Apple. So just leave the Google stuff alone. Now, some of the things that won't change because you changed your title is your Apple Podcasts listing address. That is not set in stone. In fact, that part that shows the title of the podcast is actually optional, so you don't need that in there, but that won't change at Apple. What also won't change is your listing address at various other podcast directories if it is based on the title of your show, such as Blueberry and Apple, Google, Stitcher probably, you know, a lot of those, it won't change, unfortunately. And it's not a big deal. Nobody looks at that stuff. I mean, when's the last time you looked at the URL of a webpage that you're going to? I mean, yeah, it's the domain name, sure. And like I said, I'll have a link back to my rebranding episode from way back when that will show you how to do that. But you know, the whole thing is just retitling your show is not that bad. And it's funny, I get so many questions about that. And why would you want to retitle a show? That's another question that comes up. Sometimes it's because Apple doesn't like the title you have, meaning, you know, you've stuffed keywords in there and you just need to get rid of those keywords that are stuffed in there. Sometimes it's, you know, your show is now a different subject than it started out being. And that happens. The thing about that is you're probably better off starting from scratch and than doing a redirect rather than, well, I mean, you still want to keep the subscribers you have. So, you know, retitling it, I guess, is still a good idea as long as you're still gaining listeners and serving the audience that you did. Otherwise, it might be better to start over. I don't know. I've retitled a few episodes or a few, not episodes, retitled a few actual podcast feeds in the past myself. Like I said, this one included Mike Dell's World originally was the Benzoid Report. But, you know, I essentially started over on that one, or not really started over, but I've moved around enough to where everything all lines up now, so it's all good. You know, I trial and errored a whole lot of things, mostly error on that one anyway. Just titling your episode or your podcast feed is not a big deal. You know, if you're not hosting with Blueberry or using PowerPress, just contact the support team at your host if they have one. SoundCloud does not have one that I know of, so good luck with that. But basically, the feed title is what everybody sees as the title. All the URLs and whatnot are less important.
This is the Podcast Help Desk with Mike Dell. Is this thing on?
And that's really all I had to say today. A little quickie one topic episode here, and maybe I'll do more of those, and we'll see what the uptake is on it. Reminder, this podcast is sponsored by Blueberry.com, Blueberry Hosting, Statistics, Web Hosting, bunch of new stuff coming. You know, check it out over at Blueberry.com. And if you purchase anything, you can get a free month of it by using the promo code HELPDESK. One word, HELPDESK. I would much appreciate that, and folks over at Blueberry would as well. Disclaimer, I do work for Blueberry. I am the customer support manager, so if you're a customer of Blueberry and need some help, contact me through Blueberry. Otherwise, catch me later.